This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you have found your way over to the website of the National Endowment for the Arts today, arts.gov is the link, you'd have been met with a landing page that said in part, quote, no NEA funds have been awarded to support this summer's Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, end of quote. Suffice it to say that after an outcry from the right over a very Donald Trump-like Caesar, who, remember, is assassinated in the play, nobody wants to be responsible for funding that production. Delta Airlines and Bank of America have both pulled their support, the latest in a growing series of political minefields out there for brand-sensitive companies. Marketplace's Adrian Hill takes a look at how those companies are trying to find their way and what it might mean as we try to find entertainment.
Brands at some time are masters of their fates. Other times, not so much.
You know, right now, brands and companies are getting this constant pressure to lean one way or lean the other way.
Tim Calkins is a marketing professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. With social media, he says everything is public. Everyone has an opinion. So it's much, much more difficult for a brand to stay silent.
Now it's hard because by not leaning one way, you seem to be favoring the other side.
But leaning at all is going to cause blowback from the left, from the right, potentially from the White House. Some companies have just embraced it, taking clear political stands. But for a brand like Delta,
they want to be perceived as apolitical.
Americus Reed is a marketing professor at the Wharton School of Business. He says Delta likely judged it safer for that apolitical brand image to pull support from the Julius Caesar production, a play the New York Times critic says, quote, takes onstage Trump trolling to a startling new level. But Reed says if brands only want to support or advertise alongside content that plays it safe, it could change what gets created.
The content that will be more likely to be out there will be the type of content that doesn't take chances, that is not edgy.
And insisting on non-edgy, safe entertainment will look to some consumers like its own sort of leaning. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.